You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz Sahaba.
You are tuned in to Markaz Sahaba online. It's 17 minutes past 4 p.m. Central African Time. And I'm sure you've heard it already on the news wires, on social media. This time it's for real. And Sheikh Yusuf Ahmed Didat has passed away, succumbing to his injuries that he got on Wednesday when he was shot outside a Verulam court. So very sad indeed. And there is confirmation that he has passed away. And the janaza announcement here as well is the body will leave from number 14 Merrick Avenue, Glenwood, at 10 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow it will leave 14 Merrick Avenue at 3:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the janaza salah will be held at the Verulam Wick Street Masjid after Fajr Salah at 4:20 a.m. and will be following or proceeding to the Verulam Kabristan. And that is a mayat of Marhum Yusuf Ahmed Didat. Speaking more about him, excerpts coming in about Marhum Yusuf Ahmed Didat. Many people speaking about him, the chairperson of a mosque in Verulam, describing Marhum Didat as a wonderful person, saying he got along with everybody, he visited the mosque and supported them during the time of need. Former neighbor of Didat, Charmaine Sushankar, said he was a well-known community activist who was always willing to help. He never turned anybody away that pitched up at his door for assistance, and he always went the extra mile. Now, what happened was Marhum Yusuf Didat was shot outside the court, and Reaction Unit Director Prem Balram said that a man walked up to Didat and shot him and fled to a vehicle parked on Groom Street. And arrival, he was found lying face down on the pavement. And police spokesperson Colonel Tembeka Mbele said he was walking with his wife when he was shot. Mbele said the motive for the shooting is not yet known. Now, while speaking to somebody who's quite close to the Didat family, and we know quite well, is our top shelf presenter, Shafat Ahmed Khan. Shafat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Yusuf Ali, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yes, Yusuf Didat has made parda from the dunya. And the sad, situation is that this morning when I was on air on Radio Al-Ansar, I sent a dedication to him, and his wife was at hospital, and she actually played it to him. And I don't know what communications he gave to her. He said, tell Shafat to play this azan of mine. He loved the azan. I have got the clip here, but inshallah, maybe I'll send it to you later on, the azan that Yusuf Didat used to love. And, I recall with much sadness, I worked with his dad. I worked with Yusuf Ahmed Didat. And on the 5th of December, just a month ago, I gave a Jummah talk at the May Street Masjid. And there, Yusuf Didat promised me he'll come. And there, he kept his word. He was in the masjid. And as he walked in, Yusuf, you won't believe it, everyone in the masjid started whispering, Yusuf Didat, Yusuf Didat, Yusuf Didat. Like, an icon had come, a celebrity had come. And I looked at Yusuf and I said, now you see, I forgot my lines. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I was just pulling his leg. He said, oh, bapre, bapre. I said, no, I'm just pulling your leg. But this is the type of person that Yusuf was, he was an activist. He was loved by many, and he had many that didn't love him too. This is the tapestry of life. If our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had enemies, so who are we? But alhamdulillah, right to the end of time, Yusuf Didat was always advocating, reading the Quran with meaning, defending Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had many court cases where he took on those antagonists, who went for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent hours upon hours in courtrooms just to defend the noble character of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all these Islamophobes. So, here goes a great man at the age of 66. I really thought that he will pull through, because this morning I felt so powerfully positive about the whole situation. But unfortunately, he had succumbed there. But maybe Allahu A'lam, Yusuf.
Yes, definitely. And who would say no? Who would say no to passing away on the day of Jummah? And I think of a departure that any one of us would want. And I think with the work that he's done for Deen and the defending he's done for Deen. Shafaat, has there been any news on the shooter and the reason for shooting, or any news towards a capture of the person who shot Marhum Yusuf?
Yeah, you know, there's so many rumors going through, Yusuf, so it's best to not to speculate, but there's many stories going through. People that are very close to me are giving me stories. At one stage, I thought it was the RSS that went for Yusuf Didat, you know, with Ahmed Didat on the Hinduism case and their book Awake or Hindu, and Yusuf was quite vociferous about things like that. But subsequently, they say it's a story that will be unfolding, and it may shock the community, so... It has to do with maybe buying and selling of property, things like that. But inshallah, Yusuf, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bring the perpetrator to justice. Mm-hmm. And I think soon, rather soon, we will get news of what happened and why this happened. You know, it was a tragic thing in the front of the courthouse and a bullet that went through his head. And, you know, I was talking to Rafiq Hassan, the nephew of Maulana Sema Rahimullah. And he was telling me, you know, I think the amount of blood that Yusuf has lost, Shafaat, it will be quite difficult if he makes it. It will be difficult. Or perhaps if he lives on, he could be a vegetable, you know, this hope. But Allah must take him away in a condition that Allah will be pleased with. So, Alhamdulillah, Yusuf Ali, that's a story of life. And, you know, we all go through the tapestry. But I remember him for the right reasons. Whenever he met me, he gave me a gift. Whenever he went overseas, he always brought a parcel back home. He used to always buy this Arab mitai for my wife, you know, and for the family, and say, this is for the family. And I remember that the last gift that he gave me was Marhum Sheikh Deen at the bedroom frame of the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I do have it. And only now, Yusuf, seeing that he had made parda from the dunya, I'm appreciating it. And I'm sure I'm going to cry like a baby in the next few hours. And the tears will flow because, you know, it's like losing an elder brother, you know.
Definitely, Shafaat. I think a part of the family, you are part of the Didat family, and no, very difficult time it is for you right now. We appreciate you speaking to us. We're not going to hold you for too long, but our duas are with the family, Shafaat. Our duas are with you, and inshallah, we'll be hearing from you soon. Jazakallah for speaking to us, Uncle Shafaat.
Jazakallah, Yusuf. And you know that the janaza will be tomorrow morning at the Vic Street Masjid Day in Belem. So, I think after Fajr Salah, they will be burying him. But the mayor will come, you know, the autopsy and all this will take place. The mayor will come at his residence. I sent you the details, and it will be there in state from 10 o'clock, I believe, this evening. So, special to us, Yusuf. And always, I embrace and celebrate. You always have a warm feeling with you. And you are my younger brother. Always I look at you as my younger brother, and that's someone that I love very dearly also.
Well, definitely, Shafaat, always looking at you for guidance and always troubling you and being here for us once again, Uncle Shafaat. We say Jazakallah for that and always. And I think many years of troubling still coming ahead, inshallah.
Inshallah. You look after yourself, and soon I'll be calling you. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Ali. It's Mr. Okay. Ali is what they call me.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Ali. Yes, what's for breakfast?
Inshallah. Okay. Uncle Shafaat, Jazakallah so much for speaking to us.
Jazakallah, Yusuf Ali, most welcome. A special dua for Yusuf Ahmed Didat. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Veteran presenter Shafaat Ahmed Kante, and also the author of the book My Golden Handshake with Sheikh Ahmed Didat. Very close to the Didat family is Shafaat Ahmed Khan, and I know, putting on a brave smile, putting on a brave face, and that's the strength he has, you know, that's the strength Shafaat Ahmed Khan has, and I think in all his years of experience, and I think he's going to be feeling it quite a bit. What we make dua for the Didat family, you know, fantastic individual was Marhum Sheikh Ahmed Didat, and now his son has joined him at the age of 65, if I'm not mistaken. But inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Very difficult time for the family, and I think it came to a shock. I think it came as a shock to the Muslim community. And like Shafaat said, there were many rumors going around on what could have been happening, and there was There was a property thing currently happening, but inshallah we don't want to speculate on radio. A huge responsibility this is, so inshallah we'll get you the facts first and continue to bring you that news as soon as we can. But that is the passing of Sheikh Yusuf Ahmed Didat, and inshallah janaza will be tomorrow morning. Shafaat Ahmed Khan sending us a message or sending us janaza announcement, and I noticed I'm in a group where that many radio stations share, and there was a discussion there, you know, from the Islamic radio stations about Sheikh Yusuf Ahmed Didat, and all very sad indeed, very somber mood it is currently right now. Allah Ta'ala has taken him away on the day of Jummah, and I think that's one thing we can see as all of us would like to be taken from this world on the day of Jummah.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.